Welcome to episode 44 of the Timeless Tactics podcast, where we explore strategies for personal and professional growth that stand the test of time. Each episode dives deep into practical insights, philosophical approaches, and actionable advice to help you unlock your full potential. Whether you're seeking clarity, freedom, or mastery in your life, you're in the right place. Your path to unstoppable growth starts here. Life presents every individual with moments that test the very foundation of their character. These moments arrive without warning, often when you feel least prepared to handle them. A career setback strikes just as you believed success was within reach. A relationship ends when you thought it would last forever. A health challenge emerges when you assumed your strength would carry you through anything. These experiences reveal a fundamental truth about human existence. Adversity is not an exception to life, but an integral part of it. The difference between those who crumble under pressure and those who emerge stronger lies not in avoiding challenges, but in developing the mental toughness to transform obstacles into stepping stones. This transformation requires more than positive thinking or temporary motivation. It demands the cultivation of resilience, a deep inner strength that ancient wisdom traditions have understood for millennia. The Stoic philosophers of Rome faced persecution, exile, and death with unwavering composure. Sun Tzu navigated the chaos of warfare by understanding that victory comes not from avoiding conflict, but from mastering the principles that govern it. Modern minimalists find freedom by embracing constraints and discovering abundance through simplicity. These timeless approaches converge on a singular truth. Resilience is not born from comfort, but forged in the crucible of challenge. This exploration into resilience reveals how you can develop the mental toughness necessary to thrive when circumstances seem impossible. You will discover practical strategies rooted in ancient wisdom that transform your relationship with adversity from one of victimhood to one of empowerment. The path forward begins with understanding that resilience is not a trait you either possess or lack, but a skill you can systematically develop. Understanding the nature of mental toughness. Mental toughness encompasses far more than the ability to endure hardship. It represents a comprehensive approach to life that includes emotional regulation, cognitive flexibility, and spiritual fortitude. Research from sports psychology and military training reveals that mental toughness consists of four core components: commitment, challenge, control, and confidence. These elements work together to create an unshakable foundation that supports you through any circumstance. Commitment involves maintaining dedication to your values and goals, even when external pressures suggest abandoning them. This unwavering focus provides direction during confusion and purpose during despair. Challenge represents your ability to view obstacles as opportunities for growth rather than threats to your well-being. This perspective shift transforms every setback into valuable feedback and every failure into education. Control focuses on concentrating your energy on factors within your influence while releasing attachment to outcomes beyond your power. Confidence builds through accumulated evidence of your ability to handle difficult situations successfully. The neuroscience of resilience reveals how mental toughness operates at the cellular level. Chronic stress produces cortisol, which impairs memory, decision-making, and immune function. However, individuals who practice resilience-building techniques show lower baseline cortisol levels and faster recovery from stressful events. Their brains demonstrate increased activity in the prefrontal cortex, the region responsible for executive function and emotional regulation, while showing decreased reactivity in the amygdala, the brain's alarm system. Mental toughness also involves developing what psychologists call cognitive flexibility, the ability to adapt your thinking patterns when circumstances change. Rigid thinking patterns create unnecessary suffering by insisting that reality should conform to your expectations. Flexible thinking allows you to adjust your approach while maintaining your core values and long-term objectives. This adaptability becomes crucial when facing unprecedented challenges that require innovative solutions. The Stoic foundation of resilience. Stoicism provides perhaps the most comprehensive framework for developing resilience that human history has produced. The philosophy emerged in ancient Greece and flourished in Rome during periods of political upheaval, war, and social transformation. Its practitioners included emperors, slaves, and everyone in between, demonstrating its universal applicability across all circumstances and social positions. The Stoic concept of the dichotomy of control forms the cornerstone of resilient thinking. Epictetus taught that some things are within your control while others are not. Your thoughts, values, decisions, and responses remain under your direct influence. External events, other people's actions, and outcomes beyond your immediate sphere exist outside your control. Wisdom lies in focusing all your energy on what you can influence while accepting what you cannot change. This principle transforms your relationship with adversity by eliminating the exhausting struggle against unchangeable circumstances. Instead of wasting precious mental and emotional energy raging against unfair situations, you direct that power toward productive responses. A job loss becomes an opportunity to evaluate your career direction. A relationship ending creates space for personal growth and better partnerships. A health challenge motivates lifestyle changes you had been postponing. Marcus Aurelius faced plague, rebellion, and political intrigue while leading the Roman Empire. His personal writings, collected in Meditations, reveal how he applied Stoic principles to maintain equanimity during extreme pressure. He regularly reminded himself that external events possessed no inherent power to disturb his inner peace unless he granted them that power through his judgments and interpretations. This internal locus of control provided unshakable stability regardless of external circumstances. The Stoic practice of negative visualization builds resilience by mentally rehearsing potential challenges before they occur. This technique involves imagining the loss of things you value most, not to create anxiety, but to develop appreciation for what you currently possess and prepare mentally for life's inevitable changes. By facing your fears in controlled mental environments, you reduce their power to overwhelm you when they manifest in reality. This preparation transforms unknown threats into familiar scenarios for which you have already developed response strategies. Stoic virtue ethics emphasizes character development over external achievements. The four cardinal virtues of wisdom, justice, fortitude, and temperance provide guides for behavior regardless of circumstances. When you anchor your identity in virtue rather than outcomes, setbacks cannot touch your essential worth. A business failure cannot diminish your courage. Rejection cannot reduce your commitment to justice. Loss cannot eliminate your pursuit of wisdom. This virtue-based identity creates unassailable self-worth that external events cannot destroy. Sun Tzu's strategic approach to adversity. The Art of War offers profound insights into navigating conflict and adversity through strategic thinking and preparation. Sun Tzu understood that battles are won or lost long before armies meet on the battlefield. The same principle applies to personal resilience. Your ability to handle challenges effectively depends largely on your preparation, mindset, and strategic approach. Sun Tzu's emphasis on knowing yourself provides the foundation for all strategic thinking. This self-knowledge includes understanding your strengths, weaknesses, emotional patterns, and typical responses to stress. Honest self-assessment reveals both your capabilities and your vulnerabilities, allowing you to position yourself advantageously when challenges arise. Strengths become tools for overcoming obstacles, while awareness of weaknesses prevents them from becoming fatal flaws. The concept of strategic positioning applies directly to personal resilience. Just as armies seek favorable terrain and timing for engagement, individuals can position themselves to handle adversity more effectively. This positioning includes building financial reserves before economic downturns, developing diverse skills before industry changes, and cultivating supportive relationships before crises arise. Strategic positioning transforms reactive scrambling into proactive response. Sun Tzu taught that the supreme excellence consists of breaking the enemy's resistance without fighting. In personal terms, this means resolving conflicts and challenges through wisdom and preparation rather than force and struggle. Sometimes the most effective response to adversity involves strategic retreat, regrouping, and approaching the problem from a different angle. This flexibility requires abandoning ego-driven needs to prove yourself through direct confrontation. The principle of adaptability runs throughout Sun Tzu's teachings. Water serves as his favorite metaphor because it adapts its shape to any container while maintaining its essential nature. Resilient individuals demonstrate similar flexibility, adjusting their tactics while remaining true to their core values and objectives. This adaptability allows you to flow around obstacles rather than breaking against them. Information gathering and situational awareness play crucial roles in strategic thinking. Sun Tzu emphasized understanding both your own position and your opponent's capabilities before taking action. In personal challenges, this translates to gathering accurate information about your situation, resources available, potential solutions, and likely outcomes of different approaches. Emotional reactions often distort perception, leading to poor decisions based on incomplete or inaccurate information. Strategic thinking requires stepping back from immediate emotional responses to assess situations objectively. The minimalist path to mental clarity. Minimalism offers a unique approach to building resilience by eliminating unnecessary complexity that drains mental and emotional energy. The philosophy recognizes that physical clutter often reflects and creates mental clutter, while simplicity in possessions can lead to clarity in thinking and decision-making. This connection between external environment and internal state provides practical tools for developing mental toughness. The minimalist principle of intentional living builds resilience by ensuring that your choices align with your values rather than external pressures. When you consciously choose what to include in your life, you develop stronger boundaries and greater confidence in your decision-making abilities. This intentionality creates a sense of agency and control that serves as a foundation for handling unexpected challenges. Reducing material possessions to only what you truly need and value creates several psychological benefits that support resilience. First, it reduces decision fatigue by eliminating countless trivial choices about what to wear, use, or maintain. This preserved mental energy becomes available for more important decisions when challenges arise. Second, it develops contentment with less, reducing anxiety about potential losses. When you already live simply, economic setbacks or material losses carry less psychological impact. The minimalist practice of digital detox builds mental toughness by developing comfort with silence, solitude, and your own thoughts. Constant connectivity and information consumption create artificial urgency and scattered attention. Regular periods of digital disconnection allow your nervous system to reset while developing tolerance for boredom and discomfort. These skills prove invaluable when facing real challenges that require sustained focus and emotional regulation. Minimalism also teaches the distinction between needs and wants, a crucial skill for navigating adversity. When resources become limited during challenging periods, knowing what you truly need versus what you merely desire enables effective prioritization and resource allocation. This clarity prevents panic and regret while supporting rational decision-making under pressure. The philosophy extends beyond physical possessions to include relationships, commitments, and activities. Minimalist approaches to these areas involve saying no to good opportunities to preserve energy for great ones. This selectivity builds resilience by preventing overcommitment and burnout while ensuring that your limited resources support your most important priorities. Practical strategies for daily resilience building. Developing mental toughness requires consistent daily practices rather than sporadic intense efforts. Just as physical fitness develops through regular exercise, mental fitness builds through daily habits that strengthen your capacity to handle stress and adversity. These practices work cumulatively, creating a foundation of resilience that supports you when major challenges arise. Morning routines establish the tone for handling daily stresses and unexpected challenges. Beginning each day with practices that center your mind and reinforce your values creates stability regardless of external circumstances. This might include meditation, journaling, physical exercise, or reviewing your priorities and goals. The specific activities matter less than their consistency and alignment with your values. A strong morning routine provides an anchor of stability when storms arise later in the day. The practice of reframing involves consciously choosing empowering interpretations of challenging events. Instead of asking, "Why is this happening to me?" Resilient individuals ask, "What can I learn from this?" or "How can this challenge help me grow stronger?" This shift from thank you for joining us on this episode of the Timeless Tactics Podcast. We hope these ideas inspire you to take action and forge your own path to success and fulfillment. Remember, the key to growth is consistency and a commitment to learning. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and tune in next time for more timeless strategies. Until then, keep striving and stay unstoppable.